Hi, it's Karen Webster for Payments.com, and I'm here today with Peter Osberg, who is Senior Vice President at Evo Payments. Hey, Peter, thanks for joining me today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So let's talk a little Apple Pay. First of all, do you guys support Apple Pay?
We do support Apple Pay.
And what is it that you're hearing from merchants with respect to their interest in Apple Pay? And who are you hearing from? What types of merchants?
In general, I think Apple has done a really good job of marketing the service and having partners of theirs market the service as well. So merchants are really inquiring about the capabilities and how it works and how it will affect rates. That said, we're not getting a lot of requests for this is a service we have to have tomorrow.
And that's interesting. Why is that? That they're waiting to see whether consumers come in asking for it, or what's holding them back?
Yeah, I think a lot of time in payments we forget that, you know, we're just participating in the value chain between a retailer and a consumer. And we think more highly of payments workloads than what a business operator thinks about, which is taking care of customers. And the reality is swiping a card is not that big a problem that we hear from merchants about. So we hear from them as in from an inquiry perspective, but they're going on their day-to-day business of swiping cards and taking care of their customers.
Interesting. Well, you know, one of the things that's interesting I've been hearing from people is that Apple introduced Apple Pay. It certainly brought mobile payments into the conversation in a way that it's never actually been in conversation before. But it's really just about payment. It isn't about anything beyond payment that would add additional value to either a consumer or a merchant. What's your perspective on that? Were you surprised when you saw what Apple Pay was? Is that part of what's holding merchants back? They're waiting for the something else that adds value around the payment.
Yeah, I think we say the word merchant, and we can probably cut it up into different types of merchants, of course. Most from Evo Payments perspective, we work with small business, small to mid-sized businesses. And, you know, the reality of Apple Pay being introduced when it was is, from my perspective, brilliant on Apple Pay from Apple's perspective. You know, we're right in the middle of the beginning of a re-terminalization process in North America with regards to EMV. And as you know, Karen, NFC is not a new technology, nor is mobile payments a new technology. There's been plenty of people who have cut their teeth and had some moderate success through the course of the last X amount of years. But I believe it's a critical time. You know, it's a very strategic time for Apple because they're going to be able to piggyback some of the NFC acceptance points because of the re-terminalization that's going to be required as part of the EMV technologies that are coming.
But since you deal with small and medium merchants, I'm curious, what is their timetable for their re-terminalization? Are they looking at that, or are they looking at mobile? And I know this is perhaps category specific. Are they looking at mobile as an alternative? So if I'm operating a restaurant, what am I thinking about versus operating a specialty retailer or a dry? Are there differences in how they're looking at both EMV, Apple Pay, and payments?
I don't think there's differences in the consistent thing that we hear. Because remember, from Evo and Evo Snap perspective, we work with the software integrators that are supporting those small businesses. And right now, those software integrators are being requested by the business owners to make sure that their needs are being considered in those integrations. So they're not saying, I have to have an EMV terminal now, but they are saying to those partners, those integrator partners, make sure you have me, that you got my back with offerings when I need to have it.
So what does that mean, offerings when I need to have it? Offerings in terms of EMV, offerings in terms of mobile payments, or both?
It would be both. And I think that's been always, really, that's the consistent storyline. So right now, what we're hearing is, hey, do you accept Apple Payments? Do you enable it? But from the integrators, because merchants are asking about it. But if you look at the amount of smart chip cards that are being shipped out in 2015 compared to the number of Apple devices that could accept an Apple payment, it's a staggering difference. So our integrated partners, when I say, you know, essentially future-proof them, that when the small business has to have whatever payment method or whatever loyalty service, that those integrators have those capabilities in their software already. And in general, we're hearing, I need to be EMV ready.
Interesting. So EMV, I was talking to someone earlier today. I was asking this this chicken and egg question. And the question that I posed to this particular person was, so is EMV first pulling through NFC because of the liability shift, or is NFC pulling through EMV because of Apple Pay? It's kind of an interesting discussion, and maybe it depends on who you talk to and what merchants you're serving. Do you have an opinion on that?
Yeah, I mean, I think the numbers would say that EMV is going to pull through NFC technologies that will pull through your wallet capabilities like PayPal or like Apple and others. And the liability shift is real. As you know, every day there's stories about breaches. And with the liability shift and the reduction of fraud, we're at Evo Snap, we're investing close to 95% of our resources in global EMV enablement to make sure that merchants are covered when that happens.
Wow. So there isn't a lot of time left over for thinking about these other mobile payment schemes, which on the one hand is a little unfortunate because the merchants really do want the mobile device to enable not payment necessarily, but lots of other things that allow them to sell more things to the customers that come into their store or who might come into their store if they did offers and promotions.
I agree with you 100%. I mean, it comes down to the simple reality of what retailers want. Generally, they want to do three things from our conversations with them. They want to find new customers, they want to deepen with existing customers, and they want to increase shopping behavior. And mobile, we're finding, has been a really great venue to enhance promotions, offers, loyalty, to help with those three things. But that really has little to do with, you know, a payment method of an Apple Pay kind of concept.
Well, it's early days, and I think if nothing else, what Apple has done with Apple Pay is to refocus the conversation about the importance of mobile in not just payments, which is what they're focused on today, but I think the things that wrap around payments that add value to consumers and merchants. And there will always be the early adopters who have to have it and play around with it. But for it to become mainstream, consumers have to want to use it and ask for it, and then merchants will start asking for it too. I think that's how it will go. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, we're already seeing it. Honestly, the if you look at the Apple consumer, it's in a very elite kind of group of people. So we're seeing pockets right now of adoption at more everyday spend kind of category places with Apple Pay, with a very specific high income kind of person. You know, if you haven't done it, it's very fast, it's very secure, and the customer experience is fantastic. You know, but that goes back to the thing I said at the beginning. Generally, most people still don't have a problem taking out their credit card. And so we are finding those early adopters. I think we're going to hear a lot of very successful stories in high-income pockets and probably high-tech markets. You're probably thinking San Francisco and Manhattan and Austin and Seattle, maybe Vancouver. How it spreads will be, you know, take some time. And you know, that's the great thing about Apple. I think they've done it at the perfect time because of this regionalization process. And they're just going to let it adopt as the market is willing. I think part of their challenge they're going to have is Apple obviously is a global company and payments globally, country by country, regulatory agent by regulatory agent, pricing model by pricing model is very different. So it'll be very interesting to see how it can get adopted. Adoption can be created outside of the U.S.
No, I think you're exactly right. I think that the economics will be very challenging outside of the U.S. I think for Apple Pay and for anyone, really, to try to get, you know, the issuers and merchants engaged, the interchange situation outside of the U.S. is very, very different. And you make a good point. Apple has to worry about that as a global player, even though payments is very local. But it will,
exactly.
We're very, very early days, and a lot remains to be seen. But it's an exciting time to be in payments, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, it's, you know, I think we're sitting at a really interesting inflection point of payments in the U.S. specifically because, like I've said, this re-terminalization, and I think there's going to be a lot of value-added service providers and unique payment methods that are going to be able to ride on the coattails of really the cost to change, which has been always a challenge with NFC.
Yep.
And that's going to change.
Do you think that this will mean that NFC will become the way mobile payments happens in physical retail? Do you think that will become the standard?
I think of NFC as just as a communication layer. It's really not a payment type of method. We're actually seeing a local Bluetooth probably more than we're seeing NFC technologies in some respects. But from Evo's perspective, that whatever the communication protocol is, we don't really care what it is. We're just going to support it and make sure our retailers can be taken care of.
And that's what you should be doing. Peter, it was really great to catch up with you. Thanks for giving us your perspective on Apple Pay and what you're hearing from merchants. That's always really valuable to know. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, thank you very much.